Oh, listen to this. This is a subwoofer record if I ever heard one. This is Dottie and Ray, I Love You Baby, from 1966. Turn up that bass. Spring of 1966. Boy, that subwoofer is working out here. All the cobwebs are gone now. Dottie and Ray, I Love You, Baby. 7 minutes after the hour 10, and from 1963, it's the High Keys.
Que será? Será?
Was it just a little boy? I asked my mother, oh, what will I be? Will I be handsome or will I be rich? This is what she said to me. Será, será, será. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not a a child in school. I asked my teacher, what should I try? Should I paint pictures? Should I sing songs? It was her wise reply. Será, será, será. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not a house. Será, será. 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 Será, será
Big Top 40 record. I remember hearing this on KEWB back in the summer of 1963. The High Keys, Que Sera, Sera, 10 after 10. How about George Oxford's opening theme song on KDIA? Remember what it was? Well, this is it. Milt Buckner, Mighty Low.
Original 45 RPM sounds of 60s Jamaican ska, rock steady, heavy early reggae. Wednesdays, 3 to 5:30 p.m. on San Francisco's 89.5 FM KPOO and online at kpoo.com. Jamaican oldies every week. Wake the town.
Tell the people about the musical news coming your way.
February is Black History Month. But why? Where did Black History Month come from? It began with Carter G. Woodson, a historian and writer. Woodson noticed that his people were, quote, overlooked, ignored, and even suppressed by the writers of history textbooks and the teachers who use them. End quote. So he started a Black History Week in 1926, and people celebrated it enthusiastically. They started Black History Clubs, and teachers started recognizing the contributions of Black Americans in their classrooms. He chose February, by the way, because it held the birthdays of both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, two men he believed had done tremendous work for the rights and liberties of African Americans. It took another 50 years, though, for Black History Month to become officially recognized by our government. The president at the time, Gerald Ford, said that we should seize the opportunity to honor the two often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. Here's the funny thing, though. Carter G. Woodson hoped that someday people would no longer celebrate Black History Month. He saw the day when it would no longer be necessary, when finally we would see black history in America for what it really is, an essential part of American history.
KPOO celebrating Black History Month.
1962, the spring of that year, Christine Cottrell.
I done washed out 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I done starched and ironed 2 dozen shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I done scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from a drippin' can. Throw in the skillet, go out, do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. Cause I'm a woman. All sister, you know I'll make you well. When you get all hexed up, you know I'll break the spell. If you come to me hungry, I'll fill you full of grits. If it's loving you lacking, I'll kiss you and give you shivering fits. Cause I'm a woman. $20 gold piece says ain't nothing I can't do. I can make a dress out of a feed bag and I can make a man out of you. I'm a woman.
Looking for my baby, I'm looking for my baby, I'm looking for my baby, in every way, and if I don't find her by tomorrow morning, I'm looking for my baby, for me and my baby. She ain't pretty, she ain't ugly, she ain't what you call a beauty queen. But she's my baby, don't you know that I love her? And to me, she's the girl of my dreams.
Back to the summer of 1964, the late great Solomon Burke, looking for my baby at 19 after 10. And from the spring of 1963, a nice ballad by the Godfather of Soul. '63, both on the R&B charts and top 40. Prisoner of Love, James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. Well, hey, let's go back 1 year, Little Eva.
Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. Music from the 80s, 90s, and today. album reviews, interviews, and R&B music in the mix nonstop.
The soul of R&B.
Every Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. with your host and mixmaster, DJ X1. Check it out.
If you love food and your heart, go grocery shopping with me, Mon, short for monounsaturated fat.
And me, polyunsaturated.
We're the better fat sisters. Over here in the cooking oil aisle, choose canola, olive, and other vegetable oils. Liquids are better for your heart than solid fats.
You'll also find us in fresh foods like avocados, nuts, and fish.
Before you put any baked goods, packaged, and prepared foods in your cart, read the labels.
Avoid our bad fats brothers, saturated and trans. They love to clog your arteries.
We're heart healthier, but let's face it, we're fats.
We all have the same 9 calories per gram, so watch your portions.
And thanks for shopping with us.
The Better Fat Sisters. Be kinder to your heart. Learn more and get recipes at heart.org/facethefats. Nationally sponsored by Canola Info.
And simple as that. Hey, weather for the Bay Area. Well, it's chilly, chilly, chilly con carne, no doubt about it. All happening with Dave here. Yes, indeed. We do have some weather for you here on 89.5 Radio. 53 degrees at downtown San Francisco, current temperature. Partly cloudy skies. Today it's going to be clear. Oh, what a relief from all that rain. Tonight's going to be clear. You ain't going to see any moon because it's going to be practically new. It's going to be very, probably a thin crescent when you wake up tomorrow morning on Friday, but clear skies tonight and clear on Friday with also a high of the same temperatures today, 53 degrees. Extended forecast, well, let's see. Saturday is a small chance of rain, about 40%, and then partly cloudy on Sunday, the 26th and 27th there, partly cloudy skies. And highs, I guess, right there in the mid-50s and the lows, really going to be chilly. The mid to low 40s. As far as those low temperatures through Friday. So there's the situation. No heavy rains forecasted at all for the next 4 or 5 days. So that's a good thing, to say the least. Okay. Anyway, all happening with Dave. Oh, let's get the... Anyway, when we get this full pledge out of the way now, since we're at that particular point in the time of the show at 27 after 10. That's right, KPO Radio, as you know, is a community radio station. We're listener supported. Help us out today, whatever you can afford, be most appreciated for sure. You can send us a personal check, cashier's check, or a money order. Place it in an envelope, address that envelope to KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156-650, 156-650, San Francisco 94115-6650. Personal check, cashier's check, or a money order, because KPOO Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which means anything you send us monetarily can be deducted on your federal income tax return. Okay, so send us a check today. You got the address. Or you can go on the website at kpoo.com. Open up the page there. Look for the Support Us link. Open that up. 3 paragraphs on why we need your money. And then, of course, you can have several options on how you can send us money through the website there. One is through credit card donations via authorized.net. You can set up a plan so you can have an automatic charge on your credit card every month for a certain amount to the length of time you want. And it's easy. It's secure through authorized.net. Or you can go via PayPal. That's right, PayPal. It's safe. It's secure as well. And you're given a choice of 4 different cards you can use. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover. So simple. So easy. Yes, indeed. Or you can also purchase your T-shirts there. Lots of great T-shirts. The black T-shirts are back now. That's right. So we got the gray and the black. So you got your choices there. And it's the original montage on the black T-shirts and a different montage in the background on the gray T-shirts there. Just fantastic. And, of course, in both T-shirts, a big white font of KPO FM 89.5. So those are great, great, great T-shirts you'll really enjoy wearing and loving and all that. And they're still only $20 each. They're silkscreen on a gray or black background, as I said. 100% cotton, pre-shrunk, so they'll last almost forever, okay? And definitely pick up your T-shirt today. And all the revenue in the T-shirt sales go to the operation of the radio station. $20 a T-shirt there, so you can't beat it. And they come in 6 sizes, small, medium, large, 1X, 2X, 3X. And if for some reason you can't come by to pick up your T-shirt, we can ship it to you for $3.99. But it'd be a lot easier if you just come by to pick up your T-shirt. But you should call ahead first. Do not come by the station unannounced to pick up your T-shirt. Call ahead first. Phone number is 415-346-5373. Again, 415-346-5373. There's nobody around who can answer the phone right now, but later on, I know the phone is ringing, although maybe that's not somebody who wants a T-shirt, but it could be. Please call back in about a half hour if you're interested in a T-shirt, okay? Call back in about a half hour. There'll be a volunteer who will answer the phone. Take your order, and also they want to check to make sure the sizes you want are in stock, because these T-shirts go very, very fast, and we're constantly trying to refresh our inventory. Again, they call, they're in small, medium, large, 1X, 2X, 3X, $20 each. Call the station ahead of time, 415-346-5373, but wait till about 11 o'clock and call to get your order in today, okay? Then once you've been processed with the volunteer, then you can come down and pick it up here at the studio at 1329 Divisadero in the Western Addition here in San Francisco. We're between Ellis and O'Farrell, a block and a half away from Geary, which is supported by SMTA's 38 Geary Bus, or you can take the 24 trolley coach that runs up and down to Divisadero. So there you go, to get here to pick up your T-shirt. Yeah, and all the sales revenue comes to the operation, goes to the operation of the station. So there you go. Anyway, let's get back to more music. This is sort of an obscure McKinley Mitchell, Now That You're Gone. It's Dave driving around KPOO and Prison Focus Radio coming up at the top of the hour. McKinley Mitchell. In the meantime, the Falcons. You're so fine, baby.
You're so fine. You're so fine. You're mine. I walk and I talk about you. I love you.
Going back to 1958, the Falcons, along with a whole bunch of people there. That's right. You're so fine. Wilson Pickett. Yeah. Anyway, in the meantime, the Isleys from 1974. Got to live it up, baby. There you go, the end of 1974. The Isley Brothers, Live It Up. 18 minutes away from Prison Focus Radio, 18 minutes before 11. And from, I guess, 62, 63, Shep and the Limelights. Shep and the Limelights, our anniversary, 1963, for that.
And to a large extent organized by the Black Panther Party throughout.
You had all kinds of programs in that time. You fed people, you taught youngsters, you had all kinds of classes too. A lot of things going besides what the police accused you of. You had a lot of other community programs going on as well, is that right?
That's correct.
The Spirit of Joe Rudolph, Tuesday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. The Spirit of Joe Rudolph, a jazz foundation with commentaries by Mumia Abu-Jamal and other information, interviews, and conversations here on KPOO in San Francisco.
Back to more music now. Calvin Arnold, it was 1967.
Somebody. Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a
Great R&B hit, climbed the charts back in 1967. Calvin Arnold, Funky Way to Treat Somebody, 12 minutes before Prison Focus Radio at the top of the hour. Etta James, the end of 1960 for this, My Dearest Darling.
Within my
Gotta, the late great Otis Redding going back to 1965. Got to turn you loose, or I can't turn you loose, or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, Brother Leo's in the studio getting ready for Prison Focus at the top of the hour. Roger Collins now, from 1966, the Barrier's very own. '66, the Barrier's very own Roger Collins. She's looking good. And that sort of wraps things up for them for another Dave Edwards happening here as we get out of here and make way for bigger and better things. And our next show will be in March. That's right, our last show for February here. Brother Leo's in the studio, and it's going to be Prison Focus. Weather's going to be good this weekend, so enjoy yourself anyway. And check out Fillmore Slim and Bobby Webb this weekend at Eli's Mile High Club, okay? Anyway, catch you next week. Bye.